The Healing Musician, Chapter 5, Instruments and Voice. Great nature had a million words, in tongues of trees and songs of birds, but none to breathe the heart of man, till music filled the pipes of Pan. Choosing an Instrument. When choosing an instrument to play at the bedside of the ailing, most musicians prefer one that is easy to handle and beautifully endowed with natural acoustics. Some electronic portable instruments and keyboards can work just as well. However, synthesized instruments lack the overtones that resonate so beautifully in acoustic instruments. Use your best judgment. Trombones, for example, or electric guitars are not necessarily a welcomed instrument at the bedside of the sick. A portable instrument is best suited for bringing music to the bedside. Sometimes it is easier to bring the resident or patient to the musical instrument, such as wheeling a patient out to a piano in the patient's home. Woodwinds, in particular, tend to create a natural, soothing resonance. Avoid soprano wind instruments unless you wish to wake up the patient, as they tend to have an irritating effect. Gentle-sounding alto, tenor, and bass instruments, such as recorder flutes and Native American flutes, are more conducive in the sick room, although bass instruments are not used as often. Low-pitched fipple instruments, which tend to have a hollow, resonant voice, such as flageolets, can be soothing and calming. The transverse flute, wood or silver, is equally effective with its strong resonance and calming power when kept in the lower registers, but watch for too much volume. A plucked stringed instrument, such as a guitar, plucked psaltery, zither, and harp are popular because of their natural acoustics. They are pleasing to the ear. Various harmonics can be played on plucked instruments and can accompany your singing voice. The plucked instrument works well because of its long sustain or continuing vibration of the strings, particularly with wire strings. The instruments with long sustain work well for slow and delicate audio sensual pieces. Bowed stringed instruments can be beautiful, but avoid the high pitches and be careful with the volume. To choose an instrument to play at the bedside, consider the following. Is it pleasing to the ear or is it irritating? Can you play the style of music you enjoy? Does it convey the sound and meaning you wish to express? Does it meet with your pocketbook needs? Is it easy to handle or is it cumbersome? Is it light enough to carry upstairs from a parking lot 2 blocks away? Can you be totally self-sufficient carrying your instrument and paraphernalia? Will it be quick to set up in the sick room? Can you play the style of instruments, the style of music the patients would like to hear? Pentatonic instruments. Pentatonic instruments are usually small and light. A pentatonic instrument, such as the traditional Native American flute, consists only of 5 tones, although occasionally 6 notes are found. The beauty of playing a pentatonic instrument is that there are no wrong notes. Here's an example. That is, one can play any series of notes and the music will sound beautiful regardless of a musician's prowess. This type of instrument lends itself well to improvisation. One can experiment by improvising on any pentatonic instrument and quickly become musically attentive at the bedside. It is not necessary to understand music theory to play pentatonic music. But in technical terms, a pentatonic instrument uses a pentatonic scale. This scale is defined by the intervallic structure of the tones. Basically, this means that each interval is no smaller than a whole tone. In keeping with this rule, one can change any instrument into a pentatonic instrument by simply playing in minimum whole tone sequences. In the C major scale, for instance, play only D, E, G, A, and B notes. This is one five-tone scale. The notes C, D, E, G, A, and C, D, F, G, A are also five-tone scales within the limits of the C major scale. Examples of other pentatonic scales used in folk songs of their respective regions. African. D, E, G, A, B. Egypt. F, G, A, B, C. Greece. D, E, G, A, B. Oriental. D, F, G, A, C. To readily hear the sounds of the pentatonic scale, play only the black keys on the piano. The black keys, notes, are separated by minimum whole tone intervals. Some black notes are separated by 1.5 tones. Be aware that the pentatonic scale may invoke certain images and feelings. Take the time to learn what these are so as to use them at the proper time at the bedside. To the Western ear, pentatonic scale music may sound ethereal, exotic, foreign, mysterious, curious, unfamiliar, unsettling, soothing, contemplative, imaginative. Diatonic instruments. Diatonic instruments can also be portable and relatively easy to learn. A diatonic instrument, such as a recorder, flute, lap harp, or plucked psaltery, is an instrument without sharp or flat notes. Diatonic instruments, though seemingly simplistic to the advanced musician, can offer more than meets the ear. Play on only the white keys of the piano to get the feel of the diatonic scale. The diatonic scale, based on the seven-tone system, was one of the early Western scales. In the early Middle Ages, the word scale did not exist. Instead, the word mode expressed a pattern of arrangement of notes or tones. These tones emulated the natural range of the human voice. Music played in modes is referred to as modal music. The art of using these early modes can be perfectly applied on diatonic instruments. Diatonic music, in modern terms, may be thought of as the beginning of the major and minor feeling in music. The major feeling is usually considered to be happy and bright or extroverted, while the minor feeling has been interpreted as sad and dark or introspective. Each mode contains its unique potential feeling. The unique character of each mode lies in the half tone, whole tone configuration of that particular mode. It was believed in early times that each mode could elicit certain affects. Although additional modes were added in the 16th century, here are samples of four modal affects of the 12th century, according to Contractus, Frutolfus, and Affliamensis. Dorian, serious or noble. D, E, F. Phrygian, excited or excitable, indignant. Lydian, voluptuous, joyful, moderate wantonness. And Mixolydian, garrulous, joyful, and merry. One only needs 15 notes from C to C1, or two octaves to begin to play the modal music of the early church and secular music. Diatonic sounds may seem to straddle the world of familiarity and unfamiliarity. Music created from the modes can be transcending or grounding. The beauty is in its simplistic versatility. With simple tones, we begin to access the basic musical tools for playing therapeutic music at the bedside. Improvised or distinct melodies can be played on the diatonic instrument, opening the field to artistic interpretation and application of healing music at the bedside. See Chapter 8 on modal music. Chromatic instruments. Chromatic instruments are capable of playing all key signatures of the Western Grande scale. A visual image of the Western Grande scale can be seen on the piano keyboard. Pentatonic as well as modal music can be played on chromatic instruments, although their tonality may sound different. Most modern instruments are chromatic, such as keyboards and concert harps. There are a total of 12 notes in a chromatic octave. Included are sharps, flats, and natural tones, each one separated by whole or half tones. As in the Middle Ages, the topic of sound characteristics was discussed, interpreted, and debated during the late Renaissance and at the beginning of the Classical and Romantic periods. Some music theorists went so far as to characterize each key. For example, in 1713, Johann Mattheson said about the E major, "A sadness, despairing even to the point of death, is incomparably well expressed by E major, which is the most comfortable key for those beloved matters in which one is helpless and hopeless, and in which, in some circumstances, are so cutting, separating, suffering, and penetrating that they can only be compared with the fatal separation of body and soul." Heiner Ruhland, in his book Expanding Tonal Awareness, writes that with the beginning use of all 12 chromatic tones, first used in its entirety by J.S. Bach in the early 18th century, the fundamental character of the major and minor feeling became more distinct. In the seven-tone system, major sounds hard and minor sounds soft. Conversely, the 12-tone system can sound bright or dark, outward or inward, introspective or extroverted. Modern Western music thus is capable of what seems to be unlimited expression and configuration. But of course, it is still limited within a 12-tone chromatic system. In other parts of the world, tone splitting occurs. There are systems in the Middle East, for instance, that use not just half tones, but quarter tones as well. They work with as many as 72 scales. It is said that we have come to the end of the expansion of the 12-tone system, and there is nowhere else to go within it. Perhaps this is why so-called world music has instilled new energy, exploration, and artistic expression in the 21st century repertoire. Tuning systems. Music has a natural scale or a natural space between tones. Each natural space or interval is used in pure tuning. An interval is two notes sounded at the same time. Tempered tuning or tempering occurs when the natural intervals are stretched or contracted to suit the requirements of a chromatic instrument, such as the piano. Historically, tuning changed from pure to tempered when the emphasis shifted from melody to harmony. There are over 50 historical tuning systems. Mother Nature's intervals do not add up through the circle of fifths. The circle of fifths is a circular arrangement of tones separated by fifths, which leads back after 12 steps to the initial tone. The intervals or spaces between every five begin immediately to get slightly out of step as we progress around the circle. The ending C will not be an exact octave from the beginning of C. This discrepancy is referred to as a Pythagorean comma. By contracting these intervals, the tones smooth out or even out to please the ear for playing harmony, and the beginning and ending C's are a perfect octave. Tempered tuning makes each interval slightly inaccurate or out of tune in order to equalize them mathematically and thus result in having octaves in tune. Some latitude does exist within our ears, within which our ears can recognize two notes as a given interval. Intervals are measured in cents. For instance, within one interval of 200 cents, 182 and 204 can still be recognized as the same interval. Without getting into too much of the physics of music here, we can simply state that the natural tones are defined by the vibrational ratios. For tuning, the purest ratio is the fifth, the basis for Greek Pythagorean tuning. Instruments that are able to be tuned based on fifths are able to maintain the pure natural resonance of each tone. The purest sound comes from a plucked string, as on a harp. Presumably, in early Western modal music, such as Irish music, was played in pure tuning due to its natural physics. Harmonizing in modal scales is usually done in fourths and fifths. Pure tuning gives us pure sound, but it limits the number of keys available. This is good for healing music, however, because less is more. Clarity and purity seem to be most effective. It might be that responses may differ between the music played in pure tuning and the same musical piece played with tempered tuning. Take, for example, the difference in the sound of a piece played by the piano, tempered, as compared to the same piece played on a diatonic harp that is tuned to pure. These are two extreme comparisons to make a point. Which is most pleasing when you are sick? Which is the most suitable for this application? If you intend to specialize in cheering people up, such as elderly patients at a nursing home or injured children in a pediatric ward, for instance, you might want to use an instrument such as a keyboard, which is an energizing, temper-tuned instrument. For a thought-provoking idea, let's take the discussion even further by matching each musical strain discussed with these two tuning systems. Slumber, pure tuning, pain and stress. Sadness, tempered or pure tuning, depression and sadness. Merriment, tempered tuning, cheerful and happy. One can go so far as to say that any tunable instrument can play in any of these tunings and achieve the desired result. This is possible but not necessarily feasible. Or one can go to the other end of the spectrum and say that a different instrument will be used for each tuning system within each music strain. Of course, this is possible as well, but not necessarily very applicable. Sometimes we work with what we have. When choosing an instrument, keep in mind the differences between pure tuning and tempered tuning. Perhaps choose an instrument capable of both. Measure all of this against your preference. The difference is in the presence or absence of what professional piano tuners call modulation, which is an electronic term for a variation of wave signal or frequency, beat speed, or tonal oscillation. Play two notes on the instrument and listen for the beat of the sound as it sustains. If there are no beats, you have pure tuning. If there is an obvious modulation or wow, 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 you can hear the wow, wow, wow sound. It's tempered tuned. The faster the modulation, the more tempered it is and the more potential it has of being out of tune. Timbre is defined as the distinctive tone or voice of an instrument driven by the material composition and geometry of the instrument. And by the way, this is under timbre, pitch, and tonal range. It is the quality of the tone that plays a big part in supporting the purpose of the musician. Timbre, pitch, and tonal range. Timbre is defined as the distinctive tone or voice of an instrument driven by the material composition and geometry of the instrument. It is the quality of the tone that plays a big part in supporting the purpose of the musician. Pitch is the highness or lowness of the tone. Standards of pitch have progressively increased over the centuries. Today, the A note vibrates at 440 cycles per second, or A equals A440. In the 17th century, the standard was set so that the A note vibrated at 415 cycles per second. In selecting an instrument to play at the bedside, try to select an instrument that matches your overall purpose. All musical instruments are limited by their tonal range. The piano and the orchestral harp have a great range of notes. In contrast, the piccolo is limited to notes in the upper range. The contracello is limited to a lower range in the grande scale. Some instruments are similar to the human voice range: soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. When using soprano instruments, we need to be selective as to where they can be tolerated because of volume and high pitch. If we take one aspect of the principle of entrainment, see chapter 6, which is to match, we may want to match the patient with a sound that is equal or close to the patient's own voice in timbre, pitch, and range. Consider this: the human voice produces a natural sound. It has its distinctive tone and pitch. Compare it to a small bird. We recognize that the small bird produces a high-pitched sound. Bird callers tend to attract birds by matching their sound in terms of pitch, timbre, and range. They are inadvertently attempting to match with the bird while trying to get its attention. One of the most comforting sounds to a human being may be the sound of another's voice. My contention is that when we play our instruments at the bedside of the ailing, we may do better at comforting them when we try to match the human sound in pitch, timbre, and range. Of course, we can't do this exactly, but there are characteristics of the human sound that may come close. Consequently, try to keep as close to the human voice range as possible within the bass, tenor, alto, and soprano instrument range. What are the musical instruments that come close to the human voice in timbre and pitch? One that comes to mind is the medieval or Renaissance recorder flute. They were initially used in replicating the human voice when a singer could not be found. However, they were mostly used in large churches where, together with the acoustic ambience and forgiveness of the large room, its beautiful voice was brought out. At the bedside, the most appropriately pitched recorder flute would be the alto and tenor. In the case of the piano, the patients are normally wheeled in a wheelchair into the room near the piano. Due to the instrument volume, instruments such as the transverse metal flute and violin may not necessarily be used for unconscious individuals except when specified by the client or client family. The volume adjustment on these instruments tends to be limited. Steps could be taken to dampen the volume or play in the lower registers. Certain hand and frame drums, percussion, work better than others. The popular 15-inch Native American drum has a rich tenor bass voice that may be used delicately, either alone or as an accompaniment with voice. Percussion instruments are rarely used at the bedside, but gently struck, some drums can accompany your singing voice. If you would like to use a small drum, probably the one to use is the Native American drum. It measures about 15 inches in diameter and is struck with the padded end of the stick. The skin is usually of elk or other leather. The advantage of this drum is that it gives off a pleasant and deep resonance. The volume may be controlled without too much compromise. Depending on where you strike on the face of the drum, you can produce varying beautiful tenor and bass tones. Chords and harmony. Chords are a combination of three or more notes played together. Two tones played together are usually called an interval. Chords and intervals can be complex or simple accompaniments to the melody. Stringed instruments such as guitars and lutes are brought to mind when thinking of chords. Chords can increase the richness and moving power of the melody. On both the keyboard and harp, the left hand usually plays chords to accompany the right hand, which plays the melody. Chords may be major and minor depending on which scale and where within that scale the chord occurs. One can learn basic chords on a well-tuned guitar to play at the bedside. One may need only to know 2 to 3 chords in order to accompany many songs. Chords may be considered to be not only as harmonic accompaniment, but also the underlying rhythmic support. They may even be used to create a rhythmic ambience, which can be as soothing as listening to sounds in nature, such as rainfall, breezes, and ocean waves. Rhythm is created, for instance, on the guitar with the right hand, as the left hand makes the chords. The delicate strumming of, say, 50 to 60 beats per minute may help someone relax. Strumming at an upbeat tempo may cheer someone who tends to be lethargic. The early musical drone and ground are musical strategies that can help reassure the patient because they can be consistent and settling. They tend to set the foundation of your musical expression. A drone is one continuous sound. A drone accompaniment is a single tone played consistently throughout a piece. In chant, the drone was used as a pitch stabilizer, usually performed as a single tone or fifth configuration. See Chapter 8 for drone and fifth harmony. Here's an example of a drone. another example would be to play the lower tone of a fifth. In instruments where two or more notes could be played at the same time, such as the harp or lyre, a drone was created by playing fifths with the root. Or in proper medieval terms, the finnel, note at the bottom of the interval. The sound of fifths may be a bit foreign to our ears, but this interval can be applied creatively in music that is intended to be surreal and transcending. The fifth may create just the right amount of discordance to evoke a slight feeling of displacement and perhaps a contemplative image. In Pythagorean tuning, pure harmonies are the octave, fifths, and fourths in that order. Later, the ground became somewhat of an elaborate drone by turning into a consistent musical phrase, using four notes, for example, repeated throughout the piece in a descending figure or in a more extensive paragraph. Thus, the ground complements the melody. One can use a ground to unify separate pieces to create medleys. Voice. The voice is the oldest musical instrument. With the voice, people sang early ritualistic music, told epic poems, and hummed or chanted, accompanied by lyre and wind instruments. Today, we continue to do the same and more. We may balance our own bodies by using our own voice for therapeutic purposes. Studies show that by singing, the breath is deepened and the vibrations can regulate blood flow and increase oxygenation, and gland secretions may be increased or decreased. We have learned the connection between the ear and the voice through the research of French physician Alfred Tomatis, who developed techniques to improve language and hearing. Tomatis was the first to discover that hearing is the first sense that develops in the womb. The sense of hearing is also the last sense to go just before death. He is best known for his discovery that the voice can only reproduce what the ear can hear. Today, all over the world, his technique, known as the Tomatis method, is credited for successfully treating such maladies as attention deficit disorder, sensory integration disorders, communication disorders, autism, and pervasive developmental delays. In the 1960s, Dr. Tomatis was asked to see about a strange disorder affecting the monks at a Benedictine monastery in France. The brother's symptoms were fatigue, listlessness, and mild depression. Dr. Tomatis diagnosed the problem as an audiological one. It so happened that just prior to the malaise, the Catholic Church had revised certain traditional rituals. One of the rituals that had been dropped was the practice of several hours of daily and nightly Gregorian chants. When the chanting was resumed, it was found that through vocalizing, the monks became healthier. The chanting slowed down their breathing, lowered their blood pressure, and lifted their mood. Another pioneer in vocal sound is Jonathan Goldman, best known for his book, Healing Sounds, The Power of Harmonics. He is the founder of the Sound Healers Association. According to Goldman, The harmonics of the voice have the power to create vibrational changes in the physical body. Resonance, he states, is the fundamental power behind effecting change. The resonating power of the human voice, referred to as toning, is considered the force behind a healing instrument. The following illustrates the vibrational movement created by the voice within your body. Spread the fingers from both hands and place the thumb just below the neck at the very top of the shoulder where the neck meets the shoulder. Then line your fingers up along the center back of the neck and the back of the head. See next page. Vocalize very low oohs or ahs, the lowest sound you can make. Slowly increase the pitch to the highest sound you can safely make. Do not strain your voice. Note the vibration on the thumbs at the base of the neck when the low tones are vocalized. Slowly vocalize up and down and feel the vibration move up and down the back of the head, neck, and shoulders as you raise and lower the pitch. This exercise allows you to feel the vibrations in your body as the pitch rises and falls. It is an example of how our voice can create a resonance within our own body. Consider what resonances may be created in your body by external sounds such as musical instruments. Words are loaded. Words can be a powerful elicitor of memory and emotion. Though this can be a wonderful thing, it can also be a sad or depressing one. The memories evoked by words you sing might be too painful for the patient. Caution should be taken when choosing a song or a hymn to sing at the bedside. It helps to have the patient be part of the song choosing process. Singing chants or singing in a foreign language, assuming the listener will not comprehend its verbal meaning, can be another way to keep the word safe. Again, check with the patient just to be sure. Harmonic accompaniment, simple chords or drones can accompany humming or vowel singing. In our work, the simplest way can be the most effective. The sound of the human voice, particularly when humming, will tend to elicit maternal tenderness and protection. It may transport the listener to a comforting place. Life songs are gaining popularity. Life songs are created by the musician and the patient together, or by the musician and a family member or loved one. A life song can be a grand overview of the patient's life or one story derived from the patient's life. A familiar melody may be used and the words substituted with life song words. This is one way to amuse and distract a bedridden patient or to honor a dying person. Conclusion. Musical instruments are the carriers of our music. We are the messengers. It is up to the instrument's characteristic voice to relay our message as truthfully and as clearly as possible. The carrier must not only release a series of sequential notes, phrases, paragraphs, and harmonies, but it must be able to relay the feeling of the message as well.